sister.
Yes.
A very sweet sister. So, have you ever come across kind of situation like a character having to deal with someone that was different or had some physical issues?
Honestly, I have not. Before I read, naturally I was aware that that existed, but I just hadn't known anybody personally, nor had I experienced that. So it definitely took research and talking to families and siblings who were living Via's life.
What was the hardest part for you?
I think the hardest part was just understanding Via's position and how it feels and what it's like to be in a family where all the attention is going to be geared towards your younger sibling, inevitably. And just understanding the sacrifices that she has to make and how selfless she is for doing so.
I don't know if you were aware of how the book came to be. It's my understanding that the author was at an ice cream parlor with her child, and her child saw a little girl with, I forgot the proper term for the conditions.
With Treacher Collins syndrome.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
She cried.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask if, have you read the book, number one?
Yes, twice.
So how do you feel, is it a fair interpretation of the book to film? And if so, how do you feel about that beautiful type of message being able to be brought home? And in a very, very, not only political, but in this day and age, people can't seem to say anything nice.
And
this seems like a beautiful, it's a long, roundabout way of asking, how do you feel about having access to something so beautiful that you can bring home and honestly be an aid to discover your own humanity?
I'm incredibly proud and just very gratified that Wonder, being the film with the message that it has been able to reach so many people, and people are willingly going to theaters to see it, and it's had such major success because people want to go see a movie that's so refreshing. And as you said, it should be a reminder. It shouldn't be something that's new. You should know that you have to choose kind. You should know that that's how you should treat people. But unfortunately, in the midst of everything, people forget that, because there is a lot of negativity, and I feel very fortunate to be a part of something that's spreading love.
Do you have younger siblings?
I do. I have a younger sister.
Did you find yourself revisiting maybe arguments you may have had previously after this book that maybe you could have handled better?
Yeah, definitely. I think with friends, with siblings, parents, there's definitely always arguments that you can handle better. So I think this is a good reminder for every situation, whether it be with your sibling or your friend or whoever it is.
Hindsight being 2020, did you find yourself retroactively apologizing for anything?
No, I think that it's better to, instead of apologize, to just show in your actions, to just not repeat it, to just do better. I think that's the best apology.
I didn't want to talk about it.
I know. I was like,
just be on rate.
Take notes.
Well, I think we thought it would be that night. One of the takeaways that was really funny, but it's a very sensitive topic.
Mm-hmm.
How was it getting into the role and reading through the script? Were you as emotionally involved in the script as everybody that saw it?
I was, because I didn't read the book before I read the script, so that was my first introduction to the story, and I was crying so much because you have all seen the film, so first when he goes to school and he has such a terrible experience, and then with Daisy dying, that ripped my heart out. I don't know about you. And then the ending, which was happy tears. So I think it's just an emotional roller coaster, and then filming it too. Everybody was so involved and invested in the story, and so you felt it on set, you felt that energy. And then watching it.
So this movie changed your life. What did it change?
I think it definitely did, because working with all these amazing people that I've gotten to work with and learning so much. And on top of it, seeing that everybody around me was applying kindness to their daily lives, and like the entire set, everybody chose to come to work and spread kindness and be nice to everybody, and the work ethic was parallel to what the film was teaching, and I thought that was very inspiring because it's not always like that on set.
Just like being right now, our social media has changed us a lot. I think we are like on our phones, we're like in dinner.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have the kindness of looking around, it's around us.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To really proud of how this film has been accepted so well for you. It's a great project.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what I really enjoyed about this particularly is that it wasn't just the focus on Anya, but the people around it. You know, the family, the effect on the big sister, the effect on the mother, the father, in all aspects. Sometimes you see the films and projects in general that, you know, they go for the easy twist of the feelings, you know, so they just focus on the main character and everybody else's interpretation. I feel in this case there's a lot of gravity and a lot of importance being put on your character, for example.
Yeah.
And I think that's very refreshing in today's
I agree. I think what's unique about Wonder is that you get to see many different points of view. So whether you're an adult or you're a kid watching it, you have somebody you can relate to. And there's all kinds of personalities. You know, you see Via, and then you see Augie, and you see Miranda. And I just, and Jack Will, who's my favorite. So I think it's cool that no matter who you are, what you're going through, you have somebody that you can relate to and understand. So I agree.
It's a life-changing experience.
Okay, I'm so happy about that.
So on the front end now, because more people are going to be able to see it now. With
yes.
Extended clips on it or anything?
I don't know. I really don't. That'd be so awesome, but I have no idea.
I know you said that everyone in the set was kind of in tune with the script. In terms of, you know, staff and actors and everybody, but was there something that was like everlasting during the shoot that you didn't think that the public should know? You know, like, oh, maybe an impacting moment or a turning point during the movie that you feel that the public should know?
During the experience
filming
it?
Yes.
I think the public should be aware of how amazing Steven Chbosky is, our director. I think we were so incredibly fortunate to have him as a director, because if you're not familiar with his work, he's incredible. He wrote The Perks of Being a Wallflower, which is a beautiful story, and he was offered Wonder and initially turned it down because he was having a baby, and he, you know, with his personal life, he was caught up, and I'm so, so grateful that he took it, because I thought he was the perfect director, because he just embodies kindness, and he's the most compassionate person, and I don't think you could have had anybody else direct a film like this. And so that's why coming to work was just so joyous every day, because you had somebody, like the ringleader was the most compassionate person of all. So
kind of set the tone for the
cast. Definitely.
And was there anything during the filming that you think that, because I believe that this movie is focused for kids, you know, to maybe bring a message to everyone, but I think it's focused on kids because it's a kids movie.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything maybe that you think kids should know about the movie that, you know, sometimes you always have something about movies, fun facts, maybe a fun fact that you think.
I thought what was really cool is there's, you know, it's a very kid-centered film, and so most of the cast are kids, and Steven nicknamed them the Great Eight, because the eight main kids, I don't know if I can, okay, it was Augie and Julian's not included. Okay, wait, so it was, I'm not going to name them all because I'm going to get it wrong, but it's the main eight kids, and and they all were so different. Their personalities were polar. I mean, if you see Elle, who played Charlotte, and then there was Noah, who played Jack Will, and they couldn't be more different, but all of these eight kids, you know, I feel like kids have the ability to set aside their differences and get along, which adults I think lose sometimes because you don't have the tolerance anymore. And it was so amazing to see these 8 kids who couldn't be more different come together and get along and go out for ice cream and like hang out after set and then come to set and just have a blast filming. And I thought that was unique and definitely something to learn from these 10-year-olds.
And then I think the movie's going to give a good message because I think right now there's a lot of movie going around. And
definitely.
And children not knowing about the feelings, how bad it could be, just saying something back to somebody, you know, it could hurt their life and change their life. Mm-hmm. So I think this movie is a pretty good message for that.
For all the kids, yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree.
Would you say, it's safe to say that Steven set the bar quite high for whatever projects you happen to take on in the future?
Mm-hmm. 100%. The Perks of Being a Wallflower is my favorite book, so I was completely fangirling, and I can talk about Steven forever, as you can tell. So he definitely set the bar high. I think, interestingly, they're both such different films because the Perks of Being a Wallflower is not geared towards younger audiences. But the protagonist in Perks, Charlie, and the protagonist in Wonder, Augie, both are going into school experiencing struggles and not being able to fit in. So even though it's in different ways, I think there's definitely a parallel. I think for me it was maybe the scene where I'm doing the monologue from Our Town, because it's Via's first moment where she allows herself to shine and she goes on stage and really just embraces her, you know, her inner light, and she decides to perform this monologue in front of everybody. And I think understanding that and understanding Via, but also like performing Emily, because it was like acting within acting, it's kind of trippy.
Did you have a flashback from when you first started acting?
Sort of. It was weird because when I auditioned for Wonder, I went to go see my friend in that play, Our Town, at the same time that I was auditioning for Wonder, which was really funny because I hadn't seen it before. So.
As to Owen Wilson, did he teach you how to do something still?
He didn't, unfortunately. I should have asked, honestly.
You guys have to wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we have a picture?